Actually, I've been asked to present on how the rise of climate concerns in the MENA region may serve as a gateway to enhance human rights protection. To start with, just a reminder of a very famous landmark case. In 2021, a Dutch court ruled that a company, Shell, ought to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions by 45% by 2030 as compared with 2019. And the court reached this conclusion by interpreting the standard of care in light of international human rights instruments, including the United Nations Guiding Principles on Business and Human Rights. So the multiplication of such cases whereby human rights advocates are being called for to achieve climate targets has led analysts to take note of a human rights turn in climate litigation, whereby human rights instruments are used to overcome the lack of teeth, the lack of enforceability of climate law. So, on the other hand, while these climate cases have soared in Europe, in the US, and in Latin America, the same is not true in the Middle East. And the hypothesis I'd like to share with you today is whether it might not be more plausible for the Middle Eastern countries to experience the symmetric phenomenon whereby a climate turn would happen in human rights protection. The first channel pertains to how some states are unilaterally trying to push in favor of third countries and corporations that are headquartered abroad to show climate ambition. Typically, the EU is now trying to incentivize the financial actors headquartered and operating in the EU to align their financial flows with the European classification of sustainable activity, which is called the Green Taxonomy. And this Green Taxonomy was adopted in 2020, and investors are increasingly called upon to align their investments with this taxonomy. And interestingly enough, this taxonomy does not only require that activities be bringing added value from an ecological perspective, it also entails human rights safeguards, including a clear reference to the United Nations Guiding Principles on Human Rights. So given the importance of the European financial industry, this may serve as an impetus for companies operating in the Middle East to try to match the criteria of the taxonomy, including its human rights safeguards. A second level through which the climate case could serve as a gateway to enhance human rights protection in the Middle Eastern region pertains to bilateral or plurilateral agreements. So on the one hand, Western governments are increasingly called upon to not just introduce sustainability chapters in their trade agreements, but make these chapters actually enforceable and therefore open to trade sanctions. And on the other hand, Western countries are also starting to back middle-income countries' efforts to decarbonize their economies through so-called international just transition partnerships. The first of this partnership was signed with South Africa in 2021. Such partnerships build on the assumption that in the beneficiary countries won't be able to move away from their long-lasting reliance on highly emitting business activities unless they are provided with the funding, with the financial resources that are needed to actually decarbonize their energy mix, move to greener activities, and provide alternative, decent employment opportunities for their people. So in the future, well-tailored, well-designed trade and partnerships of this kind may be used to incentivize Middle Eastern countries to cut greenhouse gas emissions, while also at the same time enhancing human rights protection, including workers' rights. And last but not least, at the multilateral level, there's an ongoing difficulty to determine the exact share of a climate burden that each country should bear. On the other hand, there's a relative consensus internationally on the importance of procedural environmental rights, including the right to access information on the environment, including the right to participate in decision-making that involve the environment, and the right to access remedy in environmental matters. These rights are very important, and the upcoming advisory opinion of the International Court of Justice on the obligations of states regarding the climate crisis may give an opportunity to the International Court of Justice to assert that in order to uphold their climate duties, states have to secure and uphold these procedural environmental rights. So thank you for your attention.